some guys like getting away, you know, from the city sometimes. Getting on the road, you're in a hotel, you're with the team. You know, when you have these long days and the demands of training camp are a lot different in the season. So sometimes those road games are cool. You got time to go over your notes on the plane. You know, you got the ability to get some more sleep, some better rest. You know, sometimes it's nice to get out of the city, go to a restaurant in another city, you know, and kind of travel a little bit. It's always fun. So we got the Steelers this week, and that's a team that I admire. They're a tough team. They're coached well. So it'll be a good test for us. And I think that this will be one of those slugfests, hopefully. I mean, we'll get to gauge where we're at.
It's for a reason, man. We out here to hit, pick, talk, hit, study. Everybody have fun, fly around, and prove a point, man. We're going to see them down the road. They're going to remember this day. Let's go, now. Get out. You got them.
And the Eagles take the field in the Steel City. It is time for game number two of the preseason tonight.
Coming into this offseason, I decided to come to Philly and knew about some of the guys here. Malcolm being one of those guys, why? And Jink, you know, him being the guy here, you know, I'm just coming over trying to add my leadership qualities.
No fly zone, man. Do your job. Know your responsibility. And have fun, man. Let's make plays today, man. Show me, play these dudes in 6 weeks. That's what Short said. Let's give them a preview, man. Let's go. Let's do it. TV's on three. One, two, three.
Malcolm Jenkins usually is the guy that breaks it down, but he told me I got it. So, you know, I was, you know, gladly to do that, man. And to get them boys riled up for the game, and I think it showed, and those boys all came out to play as we got four interceptions.
Avery Jones out of the shotgun, timing throw, and it's picked off, and taking it down the sideline, Nolan Carroll for the touchdown.
Look at this catch. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Look, I played defense, and if there's one thing I know about turnovers, it's contagious.
Going up top, it's tipped, and it's blocked.
Great play.
Malcolm Jenkins picked it out of the air.
I think we came out strong, obviously started off with a pick six, and, you know, we just built out the momentum.
You guys want to be known as that opportunistic defense, because you guys have had a bunch of turnovers in the first two games there.
Yeah, man, you know, turnovers are huge. It increases your chances to win. Obviously, when we get it back in the hands of the offense, let them go down, put them in great position and things like that.
Well, I'm sort of violating my rule with judging too much into this time of year. But I think both of those guys are veteran players, and you can see that right away. They're both multidimensional. They communicate very well. They can cover a lot of ground. They can blitz. They can play man. They can play zone. I'd be very surprised as the year went on if they're not one of the better safety tandems in the NFL.
The only way we can play that corner outside is if you're there. So as soon as that disappears. Now, you probably won't have very far to go, because if it's double, I mean, if they don't have width on either side. And that does not make it a show today with you guys trying to pick everything off.
You already know.
I think it's been great. Roddy McLeod, he's an intelligent player who knows the game, very experienced. He communicates well, he anticipates well, and a physical player. So both of us doing kind of the same things, it just allows us to play that much faster.
You know, knowing obviously you got a Pro Bowl safety right beside you, it's, you know, for a quarterback, it's like, what side you want to go to?
I think it's going to be fun. I think he's going to make a lot of plays. He's definitely somebody that I try to compete with all the time, which is making me better. You know, it's been fun playing next to him.
I feel like we've been gelling really well. You know, we kind of feed off each other. We've been getting out there since day one. I think we're just making each other better, and, you know, I'm learning a lot from him. And I think we can be a great duo in this league.